On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 28, Johannesburg 26, Rustenburg vandaag opgewees na 27 graden.
Crash on the N3 North after Van Buren Road, and there's big delays there at the moment. Also, N3 North, a crash before Galoolies.
Ons skop af in die konstitusionele hof waar die MK-party se dringende aansoek teen president Cyril Ramaphosa van die hand gewys is. Die party en die partyleier Jacob Zuma voer aan dat president Cyril Ramaphosa ongrondwettelik opgetree het deur die minister van polisie Senzo Mkhunu op verlof te plaas en professor Firas Kachalia as waarnemende minister aan te stel. Die hof het egter uitspraak gelewer dat die saak eers voor die Hooggeregshof moet verskyn. Die minister van Samewerkende Regering en Traditionele Sake, Willem Kosini Hlabisa, sê intussen vanjaar se plaaslike regerings in Daba moet voortaan onthou word as die keerpunt vir sukkelende munisipaliteite. Hy het 2 dae byeenkomste in Johannesburg afgesluit wat deur sowat 2000 afgevaardigdes uit verskeie bedrywe bygewoon is.
Over the past 2 days, we have engaged in robust discussions, we shared innovative ideas, and reflected deeply on the state of local governance in South Africa without fear to point out missed opportunities.
En anderlies die minister van polisie Firas Kachalia gesê, daar word werk gemaak van die Farm Kommissie se aanbevelings.
Public order policing has been restructured in accordance with the recommendations of the Farm Commission. And as part of that process, it is very important that the police are equipped, the individual officers who have the difficult task of ensuring peace and order in protest action that unfortunately in our country often turns violent.
Hy het gepraat by die oorhandiging van hulpbronne aan die Tshwane Polisie Akademie. Nuus uit die buiteland, volgens Oekraïne se kragvoorsiener, het Rusland gisteraand een van sy grootste aanvalle sedert 2022 op die land se gasnetwerk geloods. Nou dit het in verskeie gevalle groot kragonderbrekings veroorsaak. Dis ook 'n groot uitdaging te midde van temperature onder vriespunt. Die volle storie is aanlyn. En ons het ook een goed voel nuus so op 'n Vrydag. Die Universiteit van KwaZulu-Natal, sy mobiele oogsorgkliniek, het 'n skenking van 2,1 miljoen rand ontvang van die SA Muslim Charitable Trust. Die kliniek besoek gebiede reg oor die provinsie waar toegang tot hierdie dienste nie toeganklik is nie. Rashida Mutala is die trust se uitvoerende lid vir maatskaplike verantwoordelikheid.
Give the child a chance to see a chalkboard, restore sight to someone who needs to work, or a grandmother who needs to see a family clearly. Timely eye care can prevent blindness and improve lives.
Ek is Marlene Fouchet. Die en ander stories is op jackrandfm.com. Die volgende bulletin is om 3:00.
Yay, and you'll be doing it, won't you?
Natuurlijk.
Of course,
dan
yes.
Hoe dan anders?
Superwoman. There we go.
Stop it, I like it.
So what are we doing in space and time? Well, we're playing you the hits on a feel-good Friday. Oh, by the way, if you are a person of German descent, well, happy reunification day. Do you know that it was 35 years ago today that the reunification of Germany took place, the East and West Germany joining forces, all of its territory and citizens of the old East Germany incorporated into the Federal Republic of Germany. There is my sauerkraut. Okay, no doing the accents because that's now borderline racist there, Jay. Oh, what? All right, fine. I'll settle for bratwurst.
My face above the water, my feet can't touch the ground, and it feels like I can see the sands on the